Rabbosai, we're starting the first perek of the Chodesh Tamim of the Hedek of Pius Setzner Rebbe. We're just going to do a little bit over here from the beginning. This is the first perek. Kriya Alatama. Up until now, we've just been doing introduction. Up until now, it's been talking more to the parents, to the Malamdin, than it's talking to the Talmidim. Here is Kriya Alatama. Now the Pius Setzner is talking to you. It's amazing. I'll reiterate something that some of you have expressed and many people have expressed. I just had someone in my office. He lives in Beit Shemesh. He davens in a shul called Eish Kodesh, which is the Pius Setzner shul. And he said to me, you know, what's amazing about the Sefer is that it feels like it was just written yesterday. His mamish talking to our generation. It's unbelievable that Talmid Chacham can do that. I was amazed by Reb Nissen, my friends, because Reb Nissen is the son of Reb Naftali Kaplan. He's a Rosh Hashiva. And his father-in-law is a Rosh Hashiva. There's certain people, they're like, you know, they're just like born into that, you know, that whole like thing. You know, it's like a natural for him. He didn't grow up with anything. He has no clue what sports is or anything like that. He never had any of that in his life. But the way he was talking, he understood like the emotions and the feelings of all different types of people. Like that type of thing. Like, you know, you save someone's life, you feel like you don't have to do mitzvahs another week. Where does he get that? How did he have that sensitivity? It's amazing how Talmidei Chachamim are able, through their learning, to understand the human condition. And the Pius Setzner over here understands us so well. Even our generation. He's not even living in our generation. And he's talking mamish as if it was written yesterday by a psychologist. Not just by anyone, but written by someone that like he studies, you know, the way that of the human being. This is the Pius Setzner. So now he's talking to you. Ashrecha. Ashrecha means you're praiseworthy. Ashrecha nar Yisrael. Ashrecha young Jewish child. Ashrei chelkecha. You're so lucky with what your chelek is, your portion. Es haTorah or Hashem lilmoid zachisa. Did you ever think about what percentage of Yidden are actually in Beis Medrash? Do you ever think of what percentage of Yidden are actually from Yidden? Do you ever think of what percentage of the world is Yidden? Do you realize that you are like one, I don't know the number, but I'm going to say one in a million, but maybe even more than that. One in a million. How many yeshiva bachurim are there vis-a-vis how many people that there are in the world? How many people have the opportunity to sit all day and just daven, learn, nothing else? You have no obligations, no responsibility, just daven, learn. Who else has that opportunity? You're zoicha to be in such a situation. Es ar Hashem lilmoid zachisa. You're zoicha to learn Torah. V'liyois ben sha'ashuoi ben rechumoi. You're zoicha to be the delight. Ben sha'ashuoi is the delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben rechumoi, the one that Hashem has compassion for. Alisa, you were oile, you elevated to that place. Malche Elyon Yikanucha, the angels are jealous of you. I seem to remember we spoke about this recently, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? Does anyone remember? We spoke about recently about how angels, Shalom Aleichem, Tzeischem L'Shalom, we're like, angels are like looking at us and they're jealous of us. Moshe Rabbeinu stole the Torah from the angels. We have the Torah. They don't have the Torah. They begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, "Tnu haitcha l'shamayim," and Hashem gave the Torah to us. So the angels are jealous. Af yikirucha. They even have like respect for you. V'sar fekel alecha yismuhu. And there's fiery celestial beings that are in amazed by you. V'oischa yichabdu. And they respect you. Hashemayim, Utsumam, Ha'oretz Umloi, everything in Shemayim, all of the legions that are there, the Oretz and this world and everything that's included in it, Alecha Yismachu, they're happy with you, Ulefanecha Yikonu, and they will bend in front of you. Wow, that's you. That's who you are. Vizel Ze Shoyalim, and everyone's asking each other, the Malachim, the Srafim, everyone. Miwa Nar, who is this young lad? Asher, Amude Eish Kodesh Mi Piv Misbarim. There's flames of fire that are being spit out of his mouth. while he speaks Torah. If we would have glasses to be able to see, ruchniyistik a fire, eish ha-Torah. When a person learns Torah, there's fire that's coming out of his mouth. And the angels can see it and see, who is this person that imamish is fire breathing? The odayin oilamim, rama koramim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master of all of the worlds. He's the highest of the high. Mepnei hamoin tzva v'rovais kedoshav. Boi mispoer v'itoi sameach. In front of all of the angels, the srafim, the chayos, everything that's up there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm proud of those people, of that kid. That kid in the Beis Medrash, of you. Hashem says, that's my boy. That's my pride. It's you. Do you realize how special you are? Do you realize how important you are? Do you realize how lucky? Do you realize how lucky you are? You have this opportunity? Hashem sameach b'cha. Hashem is happy with you. V'gam ata nitnar Yisrael. Togil. V'tismach. V'goydel ashrecha. You should be happy with how rich you are. V'ramas hatzlachos chazu, and the tremendous success that you have, that you're here. Ki mihu ha'ish asher zok aliyos me'rei pnei ha'melech. Who would be the person who's like close to the king? He has an audience with the king. He gets to spend time with the king. V'lo yogil v'lo yismach, and he's not happy? He's not elated? You're able to do that? You sit here in the Beis Medrash? You can learn his Torah? How could you not be happy? Mi wa zoicha sh'amelech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yilchash loy. The king is whispering es matzpunav, his secrets. You're hearing the king's classified information. He's telling you all of his most personal thoughts. V'yilamid lo yas toirosoy. The king sits and teaches you Torah. The Eibishter teaches us Torah. We say in the brachas brachas haTorah, Baruch Ato Hashem Hamelamed Torah L'Ama Yisrael. Hashem is teaching us the Torah. V'lo yichoshev lo yikalos roish. Wouldn't you consider it to be like lightheaded? Wouldn't you consider it to be foolish? V'avoin, and also consider it to be like a sin. Im lo yismach. How could you not be happy? How could you not? Imagine someone, his father brings him home, you know, for Hanukkah. He brings him he's got his Hanukkah present. What does he bring him? He brings him a brand new Volvo. And he says, okay, a Volvo. He's like, hello, your dad just bought you. Hello, what type of ingrate are you? You're not happy with that? How could you not be happy with that? I used to get chocolate coins for Hanukkah. You know, you're getting a Volvo? What are you serious? The Eibishter is giving us so much. We're B'nai Torah. We have such opportunities. How could we not be happy? So I want to say a few things about this. They're important to understand. Sometimes people have a tendency to get down because they say, yeah, but I could have learned more. I could have done more. I want to put it into context as follows. My context is as follows. Let's say there's a person, he went into a business deal. He bought stock in GameStop, Lumberzuggen, okay? And he made a whopping $70 million. It happened. Some kid, like, you know, from nowhere, all of a sudden made $70 million. Now, he could have invested, if he would have invested another $5,000, so he would have made it another $5 million. But he didn't. Should he now beat himself up? Buddy, you just became a multimillionaire. You could have made more. True. But you just became a multimillionaire. So you could have made more money. But don't forget, you just became a multimillionaire. A person who learns in yeshiva, he learns Torah. Could we learn more? Yes. Should we learn more? Yes. Could we do better? Yes. Should we do, will we do better? Be'ez Hashem. But you still have to be proud and happy who you are. We're here. We're doing it. We're multimillionaires. We're going to do more. We could do more. But I'm a multimillionaire. Maybe I could be a billionaire. You're right. And I want to be, and hopefully I will. But you have to be happy with what you have. And it's super important for us to be happy. The Arizal tells us. The Arizal is one of those larger-than-life personalities. The Arizal, known for, you know, what he knows, like, in the world of mysticism. The Arizal, he passed away at a very young age, but still accomplished so much. He said, with what was I zoicha to all of my dargas? Because I was makayim ibdu as Hashem b'simcha. I did my mitzvahs b'simcha. I did them happily. Person has to find simcha in his avodas Hashem. It's not enough to do it and do it begrudgingly. Some of you might have experienced over the course of your telephone calls that you made, your telemarketing, someone that said, I'm not maskim to, you know, yeshivas that don't allow Bachram to watch sports. I think sports is a good thing. Bachram need an outlet. I'm sure some of you have, you know, came across critics. And I would almost hear where they're coming from, if not for the fact that I spoke to so many of you last night and this morning, and you were so happy, so proud, felt so good. I'm convinced you would not have felt this good if you had watched the game. I'm convinced. So what's wrong? Getting Bachrim to like have a geschmack in the Beis Medrash and feel good about themselves and proud of the Bnei Torah? No one's got a problem with that. So Baruch Hashem, we were able to do this and feel good about it. That's amazing. That's amazing, being proud of who you are. And listen to this, my friends. And I want you to try to remember this for the rest of your life. The Toichacha is a very overwhelming, scathing, and difficult parsha in the Torah, where we hear about all different types of klalas and all the types of punishments, different types of terrible things. Why is Hashem doing this to Klal Yisrael? Why did this happen? Says the Pasuk, you want to know why did I do all of these things? Tachas asher lo yavadeto es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha meroiv koil. Which means you didn't serve Hashem b'simcha. And the Pasuk reading is, you didn't enjoy your avodas Hashem. But Zok the Arizal, same Arizal, Zok the Arizal, it's not the Pshat. The Pasuk ends, Meroiv Koil. What does that mean, Meroiv Koil? Tachas asher lo yavadeta Hashem Elokecha b'simcha Meroiv Koil. Says the Arizal, it means the following thing. You enjoyed your learning. You enjoyed your davening. You enjoyed your avodas Hashem. But you didn't enjoy it as much as you enjoyed all the other pleasures that you had. What would you rather do? Sit in a Beis Medrash or watch a football game? If your pleasure is football more than it's Torah, that brings toichacha. That brings disaster, destruction, death, punishment. You have to say, I enjoy my avodas Hashem more than anything else in the world. Toivli toiras picha me'alfezo v'chesef. Do you understand how special it is to be able to sit and learn a Gemara? Would you rather a game? That's corrupt. It's not appreciating Hashem's presence. Now you, my friends, last night, I'm confident that we reached the Darga last night that, you know what? I'm happy I did this. I'm happy I was here. This was better for me than that. We did it. But we did it once, and we have to lock it in. We have to find a way that for the rest of our life, it's true, every once in a while, you know, someone needs to take a vacay. He needs to, like, zone out a little bit. He needs a little bit of time, a little bit of space. And however he does it, he does it. I'm not telling people how to do that. But that's not what I live for. That's not the most exciting thing in my life. The most exciting thing in my life is I can come and learn in a Beis Medrash with excitement with my Rebbe. I could go to Daven at the Kosel. I can mamish feel like I'm alive and I'm accomplishing and I'm a person, I'm important. That's what excites me. Less than that is tachas asher loy avaratas Hashem elokecha besimcha. Less than that is an epic fail. It's an epic fail. So Rabbi say, we're there, we've crossed that threshold, we need to stay there. And if a person ever leaves the walls of the Beis Medrash, he needs to always be in a place where this is what I live for. I got other stuff I gotta do, and that's okay, and that's fine. And I also need to unwind every once in a while. I need to decompress, I need to zone out. That's okay, that's not what I'm living for, that's not my life, that's not my passion. It's not my excitement. I understand how precious this gift is, Hashem. I understand what you're giving me. I'll cherish it forever. The Piasetzna is telling us, appreciate who you are. Appreciate where you are. Appreciate the opportunity Hashem is giving us. We're in a Beis Medrash, not just a Beis Medrash. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We're zoicha to be able to be here. It wasn't pashut that we got here. We want to stay. We want to be able to be comfortable here. Let's appreciate the gifts. And Be'ez Hashem, learn and daven b'simcha. Be'ez Hashem will continue next.